Welcome to After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, which is available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or Pandora. Or head on over to the website AmericaOutLoud.com and check out the articles and podcasts. And please share those on social media. When you head on over to AmericaOutLoud.com, you have countless hours of content, great writers, great podcasts, updated several times a day. So you guys definitely want to go over to AmericaOutLoud.com and check that out. You know, it's start of a new week, and last week was a big news week. You look over at what happened with fake news CNN and Jeff Zucker resigning. My theory on this is that obviously people are saying it's linked to the Chris Cuomo thing. I think it's probably more than that. I think a lot of these shareholders for CNN see the ratings. They never changed their programming, and they just got sick and tired of being part of a losing company. And I think the board probably made a decision to get rid of Jeff Zucker. Of course, that hasn't came out yet, but that's the first thing I thought of, is that there's a lot of people who are investors in CNN that would want to see him go. So it should be interesting to see what we find out. Of course, Brian Stelter and Jake Tapper and others are blaming Chris Cuomo for narking on Jeff Zucker. It's quite the show over there at CNN. What's going on behind the scenes is much more entertaining than what's happening on camera. And then you see companies and liberal networks like CNN promoting these Chinese Olympics. I mean, you've got them talking about, oh, the betting is so great over there in China. They're treating the athletes so well. And it's just straight up Chinese propaganda, if you ask me. And the China Communist Party has already been active over there. There was a Dutch reporter doing a report on the Olympics. He got pulled off camera right in the middle of his report. The reason that the Chinese government cited was that it was an ugly area the guy was filming in. So it's like they want everything to look great on camera. Otherwise, they will censor you. And if they have anything to do with it, it will not be shown on air. It's completely ridiculous. And what's going on in the Olympics? And then you've got idiots like J.A. Adande, who works for ESPN. He was on the show Around the Horn, and he made the claim that who are we to bash China for their human rights violations because we have people who aren't allowed to vote here in the United States of America. Absolutely ridiculous. We all know that's not true. We had on Barbara from Harlem a couple of weeks ago, a great Black woman, and she told us about it's insulting when people tell her that she can't get an ID or that Black people can't get an ID. Like, people think that they're so stupid they can't get an ID. I don't know how that's not offensive to the Black community, because all the same privileges for them to vote are there as they are for any other race or ethnicity. Here in America, everyone can vote. This statement from the left and reporters like J.A. Adande is completely false, and I'll push back on that every single time. But enough of that. Rob, how are you doing tonight?
Andrew, I'm doing great. You said a mouthful. And, you know, usually when we open up the show, we're so fired up that we just go immediately into our hot topics and just discussing what's happening. And because there's so much that's happening, and we want to make certain that we cover it all. But I'm going to try to do something different. I'm going to try to just like easily segue into the topics and see if I'm successful at doing that. I doubt it seriously, because, you know, when I get going, I get all fired up. I'm on all cylinders, and I just want to cover it all. But I do thank our listeners for tuning in and supporting us. And as I always say, and you too, Andrew, please share, 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 share. You can't share this enough with your associates, even with people that you don't agree with, because we see right now that big tech is definitely trying to silence our voices. Look at Joe Rogan. Look at what happened to him. He's coming out apologizing for having a show on COVID-19 and having a different opinion. You have all these people piling onto him now saying, cancel him, cancel him. And it's remarkable that the people who are wanting to cancel him are finding themselves being canceled also. Look at Whoopi Goldberg. We spoke about her. had a show about her saying that the Holocaust was about, wasn't about race. It was about man's inhumanity to man because there were two white people that were oppressing the other. She probably seriously believed that. And this is how the left thinks, because in their viewpoint, only Black people are oppressed. This is coming from a woman, or came from a woman, who seems to be well-traveled. So now she's finding herself suspended for 2 weeks from ABC. Joe Rogan, they want to get him kicked off of Spotify. The Obamas are now weighing in. And we all know that the Obamas are challenged. We all know that they don't straddle the fence. They're on the other side of the fence, and they could care less about anyone else. You would think that a person of his stature, Andrew, he would step back and say, guys, this is not about silencing free speech. If you don't like what he's saying, just turn him off. Why would you want to end his income stream? But they don't care. It's more so, let's see how many people we can get to stop listening to Spotify so that they'll do what we want them to do. And once you do it, they are never satisfied, Andrew. The angry mob is never satisfied. Whoopi Goldberg apologized. They wanted to remove her from the air. Joe Rogan, he apologized for having difference of opinion about COVID-19 and the vaccine. He comes out, he apologizes. And then immediately they attack him on another front. And now they're attacking him for the use of the N-word. Oh, he's using it too much. There's the artist Indira Agi, or whatever her name is. She's a Black artist. And she doesn't sell that well, but India Ari. So she's now coming out and saying that she wants Spotify to remove her music because he's used the N-word 24 times in videos. Now, this is what I would say to her. And this happened like years ago. Why now is it bothering you, India? Why now are you trying to make a stand? Is it because you want popularity? Is it because you want attention? Why now? And if I might add, there are other artists on there, I think, that use the N-word nonstop, all the time. Look at the rap singers. Rappers have made it a commonplace. Every other word they use, it is the N-word. But now she wants to focus on Joe Rogan simply because Joe Rogan has a $100 million contract and her contract is next to none. Now, you would think she would get mad that Spotify is paying Taylor Swift more than her. Why not pull that race card? But no, she wants to go after Joe Rogan for his uses of the N-word. Well, go after all the other platforms that allow artists to use the N-word. But they won't do that. And these woke people don't see it that way. That is a reason why Whoopi Goldberg got pulled off. And it just keeps going and going and going, Andrew, and it makes you wonder what the heck is happening. Now, you also mentioned fake news CNN. Cable News Network, also known as CNN, had billed itself as the most trusted name in news, founded by Ted Turner in the early 80s. And look at what's happened to them now. They were so blind with envy and hate toward Donald Trump, who was a friend of Jeff Zucker when they were at NBC. But so green, just so full of hate that he decided to turn the entire news station into coverage of President Trump, coverage of Donald Trump. Everything that he says, we're going to spin it the odds away. He and Brian Stoutler, whom I heard Jeff Zucker use as a parrot because he would actually write out his script and then give it to Brian Stetler to go and deliver. Now imagine that, Andrew. We're just talking about free speech, but he's here, this is what you're going to say. So dutifully, little Brian Stetler, who's also known in some circles as Humpty Dumpty or Pumpkinhead, would go on the nightly news and pontificate what Jeff had given him in a script. I mean, it's almost like he was on Broadway and just reciting his lines. So whatever Jeff said, this is what I'm going to say. And the same goes for all of the other parrots that were there. Well, one parrot who turned into a rooster, a cock, Chris Cuomo, once he got caught and they summarily dismissed him, he decided, oh, I'm going to squeal like a pig. You guys knew what I was doing. You knew that I had my brother on here. You knew that I was covering for my brother, his brother being the former governor of New York City. who, by the way, all the charges that were leveled against him by Letitia James, charges that she never brought to court. She just put them out there. She never charged him with them, rather. She just said, oh, these are the charges. They're all being dropped one by one. And why? Talk about white privilege in the Democrat Party. All being dropped. But Andrew, they told us to believe women. Macy Hirono, the senator, said, believe women. Kamala Harris said, believe women. When we were going through the Kavanaugh hearings, Supreme Court hearings to get him confirmed on the court, and they brought charges against him, Brett Kavanaugh, they said, shut up and believe women. Granted, Andrew, the charges were all false, never proven. And who found these charges? None other than media darling Michael Avenatti. And where is he now? Well, the last we heard, he was just found guilty in a court of New York, a grand jury. So he's now looking at 24 years in jail for wire tampering and extortion from his client, who was a porn star. Michael Avenatti, who was always on fake news CNN, speaking with Chris Cuomo, Don Lemon, he was there more times than not. You would think that he was a permanent fixture there. And they would sing his praises. And then he would go from CNN to MSNBC. And Stephanie Ruhle would say, oh my, he should be the next president. An amateur. But these are the same people trying to cancel the right. They tell us that they're the purveyors of the truth. CNN, most trusted news. Well, how can you be the most trusted news? And the top guy has now been ceremoniously dismissed. And as you said, Andrew, I think it's more than just, I had an affair. Well, Cuomo had an affair. Chris Cuomo was messing around with some of the women. Andrew, look at what happened to him. But he was dismissed. And these were two consenting adults at top level positions. I do too, Andrew, think that there's more to this than meets the eye. There's a lot more that we've got to peel back from this onion. And it's reported that Chris, they offered him $9 million to just go away. But he now wants more. I don't even think he deserves $9 million. He's a journalist. He betrayed his profession. He presented one thing, was doing something completely different. Really? But this is how these people roll. And we're supposed to believe them. And then you mentioned, Andrew, about the Olympics. The Olympics in China. Why are the Olympics in China? Communist China. I can't. I mean, Andrew, think about it. This country is repressive, aggressive. They lie. They cheat. They're lying and cheating right now. Look at what they did to the Dutch reporter. Oh, he wasn't in a nice area where we want it to be seen. And you just covered news the way you see it. But they want to get him out. Really? This is where we are. China. Why didn't they even think to boycott the Olympics, Andrew? Why even have the Olympics? Some will say, well, they've been working for like years, these athletes. And?
Yeah, I think they should have boycotted. And I think the ratings for these Winter Olympics are going to be a disaster, because I think a lot of the American people have decided to go ahead and boycott it themselves and won't be watching.
It just doesn't make it. I'm not watching it. Have you even tuned into it?
No.
No, I mean, what for? We know what China is all about. It's all about propaganda. And as you said, the anchors on MSNBC, the same anchors that propped up Michael Avenatti, who's been serving time in jail, and now he's looking at 24 more years. These are the same anchors who said, oh, maybe he should run for president. They're now telling us, oh, China, and look at what they're doing. Oh, and they even have a Uyghur. And some media outlets are reporting that they're mistreating the Uyghurs. What? Some news outlets are reporting. It's a fact. What don't you guys get? But maybe, Andrew, just maybe, China has ties to these media outlets. And maybe they're telling them, well, if you don't show us a favorable review, show us really good on TV, we'll shut it all down and we won't broadcast it here in China. Maybe that's what's happening. And why is it that China, in the past 14 years, has hosted not one, but two Olympics? Why? There are other countries that are competing. Why is America taking backseat to China? Why are we so afraid? We see how the media is about China. They won't report the news. Josh Hawley had it best, and he warned us way back when he was sounding the alarms. that China is on the rise. We have to be careful. But no one wanted to say anything. And look at where we are now. And then Putin, did you see that picture? Now, again, I'm not watching it, but I saw a printout of Putin and Xi, or Chai, whatever he calls himself, standing together. That does not look good at all on the world stage. The two leaders that were questioning their integrity, I don't know why, because we know they have none. You got Russia looking at going into Ukraine. You got China looking at Taiwan. And you got Biden running around with his hair on fire saying, oh, they're going to attack any day. They're going to invade Ukraine any moment. While we're there at the Olympics, skating. And oh, and as you said, Nancy Pelosi telling our athletes, you better be good. Don't you pull that stuff you pull over here in America. Because China, they're ruthless and they'll come after you. Did you see that statement, Andrew?
Yeah, I did.
What did you think about it? I mean, like, this is the free world. We're America. And you're telling us to bow down and be afraid of China?
Like, yeah, it's just like what we see in Hollywood, what we see in a lot of sporting events, and that China's got their hands in everything, and they're completely dictating the narrative in our own country. And we've got some of our own politicians who are helping them push that narrative.
Well, what you just said is so point on. They're dictating the narrative, and we're going along just to be along. They're telling us, don't do this, and we're not going to do it. Don't you dare, because we'll come after you. We're telling our athletes, use a burn phone. They're going to be spying on you. Then why send them into the lion's den if you think they're going to be spying on them? And I hear a lot of news outlets say, well, but you know, these kids, they've been working on this for years. And this is your time to shine. Well, let's think about the COVID-19, the shutdown. A lot of kids miss their senior years being around their friends, going on senior trips, going to the prom, going to the senior dance, the junior dance. Andrew, a lot of kids miss that. They live their entire lives, 18 years to get to that point. Even with graduations, Andrew, a lot of them missed it. 18 years of their life. And these kids who like practice for 4 years, they can't say, well, we're not going to go. Does this make any sense to people? Are you guys thinking about this? Your entire life in school, you're waiting to graduate, and then you're told you can't because you might spread the virus. We're going to do online graduation, high school, colleges, no prom, no dances, no senior events, none of that because of a gift from China called the China virus. No one has bothered to look into it. We know that CNN is not going to look into it because CNN, MSNBC, Washington Post, and the broadcast news stations, they haven't even decided to look at the Johns Hopkins University report that said lockdowns did absolutely nothing for saving lives, did absolutely nothing for spreading the virus. They're not going to even touch that. Just glance right over it. Now, the local stations, news stations, they're talking about it. But the ones that matter, they're not going to touch it. And if they don't touch it and bring it out, you know what that means, Andrew? The people in middle America, they know nothing about it. They're oblivious to it. They're oblivious to the fact that they're running around with masks, running around taking pictures with masks on. It's like, well, why even take the picture? Just turn around your back and just take a picture of your back. Taking pictures, staying away from other people, because we were told that it's going to stop the spread. And who told us this? The left, the liberal, the woke, the folks that are woke. And they're fighting, Andrew, tooth and nail to keep those masks on. And we've been told that cloth masks don't work. I see people now walking around with the N95 or the K95 mask, all from China, mind you. We're not going to spread this. We're going to try to keep this down. I see kids at school singing, we wear a mask because it helps us be safe. But they don't know the Pledge of Allegiance, but they know the mask song. all this propaganda that's being thrown at us is ridiculous. And there's no one out there that wants to challenge it. No one out there that wants to push back. It makes you wonder, what is happening? Why aren't people more in tune? You look at the new governor, Youngkin, and his mandate, no more wearing masks. And then you had the school board to take it to the courts to challenge it. They won. And Andrew, I don't know about you, but whenever there's a ruling that I know makes absolutely no sense, I always look to see who appointed the judge and what political persuasion is the judge. 9 times out of 10, it was a judge that was appointed by Barack Obama or Bill Clinton. And they lean completely to the left. So you know what the ruling is going to be. So I would gather to say that Youngkin knew that they were going to decide against him. I know that Winsome Sears went on some of the local TV stations and she said, look, if we lose, okay, but November, a new election, then we'll get the new legislatures to legislate the law to take off the mask. People will fight tooth and nail to keep on a cloth mask that does absolutely nothing for you. So Andrew, when you think back when this all started back in 2020, Trump had it right. He knew if we shut down the economy, it will be hell to open it back up. If we start putting down all these requirements, it will be hell to remove them. And people see their elected officials not wearing the mask, but it's in their psyche to wear the mask. So now we will have kids growing up thinking a mask will protect me. And it's doing absolutely nothing. I need the vaccine. It's doing nothing. People are still getting the virus. You can't eat unless you show a vaccine card. Well, why should you be allowed to vote? Look at the incongruity there with all of this. You need a vaccine card to eat. You have to produce that ID. And when you, Andrew, when you show the card, they also want to see ID to make certain that it matches. I went to a restaurant and I said, okay, I'm going to eat here just to see what would happen. Have you been vaccinated? I'm like, yes, why? Well, unfortunately, we have to see it. I said, oh, okay. And I just showed them the vaccine card. Oh, unfortunately, sir, we have to see the ID. I said, really? Yeah. Now, they just glanced at it. They didn't look to make certain anything connected, but just in case the cameras were out there or they had a spy, they want to say, well, we did our due diligence. So what's wrong with having an ID to vote if I have to have an ID to eat? No one is thinking about this. They've just been told, oh, it's just, you're trying to keep Black people from voting. And as you mentioned, Andrew, Barbara from Harlem said, it's insulting. Black people can get an ID just like everyone else. But no one is thinking along those lines. And if they are, the media is spinning it differently. As you mentioned, the ESPN guy who came out and attacked America because we're trying to keep Black people from voting. So we shouldn't point fingers at China. Like, what kind of sense does that make? Run the tape.
Who are we to criticize China's human rights records when we have ongoing attacks by the agents of the state against unarmed citizens, and we've got assaults on the voting rights of our people of color in various states in this country?
There you have it. Makes absolutely no sense. He's focusing on China as opposed to America. But then when he does, he wants to compare the two and steal poo-poo on America, the country that gave him an opportunity. And why has ESPN become so political, Andrew? I can't figure it out. Why are they so political? Just do the sports. And not only that, sports, and we're going to talk about this in one of our shows, has become so political. And that is what the left wanted, to make them political. The last bastion, because they've already taken over the courts, we see that. But if we can get into the into football and to basketball and to baseball and hockey, let's take it to the sports. And it's over. And like little sheeples, people who know this is ridiculous agree. They acquiesce. They don't push back. They're all in for it. This is a country that we're leaving our children. This is the country. I don't know how we can turn this around. I don't know how we can get back to the fundamentals of society, of right and wrong, freedom. But I will say this, 2020 was a turning point. And it's most unfortunate that this is what we're left with. A society that is so backwards and so confused. I'm afraid to think what will happen the next day. If we're not successful in 2022, God save America.
Yeah, well said, Rob. Completely agree. You guys are tuned in to After Dark with Rob and Andrew, available on America Out Loud via iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or download the America Out Loud app to keep track of all the great shows. If you haven't already, whatever podcast app you listen to us on, make sure you subscribe, leave us 5 stars. It helps out a lot and brings up our advertising for viewers. We appreciate that. We'll be back with more After Dark with Robin Ann.
Because of COVID-19, many Americans worry about their health 4 times a day. That's 112 times per month. But by simply keeping our immune system strong, we can stay healthy and put our worries at ease. One little known way to do this is by taking AC11, a patented supplement from a plant in the Amazon rainforest. Studied for over 20 years and backed by over 40 scientific peer-reviewed studies, taking AC11 has been proven to extend the life of immune cells called leukocytes, allowing you to boost immunity naturally. Go to healthycell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order of AC11. That's healthycell.com, HEALTHYCELL, and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
The spirit of American liberty and justice is woven into the soul of America Out Loud. We are the voice of a nation, the American nation, that is. This is Malcolm Out Loud. I invite you back to AmericaOutLoud.com, where the fight for liberty and justice continues. America Out Loud Talk Radio.
And we're back with After Dark, Rob and Andrew. And tonight's show, we're just having a conversation of all of the events that took place last week into tonight that's made the news, and things that we feel that you need to be aware of, because there's so many things that are changing. And as I ended the last segment saying, if we're not successful, Andrew, in 2022, God save America. Because when you look out there and you look at the way there has been a big shift in our culture and society and things that we do, it's extremely scary. I mean, how is it that in 2022, we're allowing boys, men, to participate in things that are women, and we're saying that they are women, that they're true women? We spoke about this on one of our other shows. We look at the men magazines, Sports Illustrated swimsuit, transgenders on the cover. Really? What about a biological woman? Why have a transgender? What point are you trying to make? Well, they're trying to push an agenda. They're trying to sell something. Sports, Leah Thomas. And from last I read, before Leah became Leah, Leah was William. William was not a good swimmer. And as far as competition, he was extremely last. But the moment William decided to become Leah, and say that I'm a girl, I'm a woman, female. Oh, started swimming and was breaking all kinds of records. What kind of sense does that make? We have a man, a biological male, competing against women. But we're going to say, oh, this is actually, well, actually, it's a woman. No, it's not a woman. It's not a female. Even Caitlyn Jenner, who used to be Bruce Jenner, has come out against it. But no one wants to say anything. They want to pretend as if, though, oh, no, let's just keep it going. 2022. Things have changed so quickly that we're going to allow this to take place. Roll the tape. I want you guys to hear what Caitlin said. Play it.
Well, first of all, number one, biological boys, I've said from the beginning, should not be playing in women's sports. We need to protect women's sports. Obviously, this is about Leah Thomas, who has brought a lot of attention to this issue. First of all, I respect her decision to live her life authentically, 100%. But it also comes with responsibility and some integrity. I don't know why she's doing this. She's for two reasons. One, it's not good for the trans community. I mean, we have a lot of issues in the trans community that are very difficult and very challenging. We have a suicide rate that's 9 times higher than the general public. But it's also not good for women's sports. It's unfortunate that this is happening. I don't know why she's doing it. She knows when she's swimming, she's beating the competition by 2 laps. She was born a biological boy. She was raised as a biological boy. Her cardiovascular system is bigger. Her respiratory system is bigger. Her hands are bigger. She can swim faster. That's a known. All of this woke world that we're living in right now is not working. I feel sorry for the other athletes that are out there, especially at Penn or anybody she's competing against, because in the woke world, you gotta say, oh my gosh, this is great, and on and on and on. No, it's not. We need to protect women's sports, and the NCAA needs to make the right decision tomorrow. And I think that's probably to stop this right now, rethink it. Texas yesterday, on the 18th, went into no more transgender athletes in the state of Texas. You can only compete in what your original birth certificate said. Mm-hmm. Not if you even have had it changed, but your original birth certificate also. The IOC is looking into these issues again, because they've been doing this for a long time. They are looking into the issues.
Well, Caitlin, as
it's
you...
It's a complicated subject.
It's complicated.
Very difficult.
And as...
There you have it. Now, I have not always been a fan of Caitlin, but Caitlin recognizes the fact that I'm a man. I'm saying that I'm a woman, transgender, but it doesn't escape the fact that there are some advantages because I was born a man, physiologically.
Yeah, you just look at Bruce Jenner, for example. He's one of the... best athletes in the history of our country, and he accomplished this as a man. What if he would have done his transition earlier in life, and we were in the kind of society that we are in today? You can't even imagine the kind of world records he would have set if he was competing as a woman. I mean, he would have probably beat these girls by half a track at least. And this is what we're seeing that these girls have to compete with people like Leah Thomas. And I'm glad that Bruce Jenner or Caitlyn Jenner realizes that and is speaking out.
Speaking out, but of course the media wants to silence Caitlyn, especially CNN, the most trusted name in news, which is now going down the tube. And I have to admit, Andrew, I'm not going to even say secretly, I'm glad about it. I want them to shut down and fold up. I really do. I want them to shut down, fold up, and have to start all over again and maybe get a new name. There's no more cover for Brian Stetler, no more cover for Don Lemon, no more cover for Anderson Cooper, Jake Tapper, Dana Brash, no more cover for any of them. And I could care less about them losing their jobs, because they have set by and sold us a bill of goods, not me and you, because we've seen straight through them, but others in airports with their propaganda, with Blitzer, all of their propaganda out there. I could care less if they lose their jobs and have to be one of the common people and see what it's really like. I don't care, because they're the ones who have pushed this propaganda, this fake news, into the homes of innocent Americans that know nothing else. When I hear people saying, oh, well, I just watch CNN, I'm like, oh my gosh, are you serious? And what you bet, they see what's happening to CNN, and they're probably thinking, oh, it's Fox News, it's Fox News. Folks, Fox News is only one news station compared to all the other liberal networks that are out there. So I don't care if they fall down flat. I want them to. I want them to be humiliated. I don't want Chris Cuomo to win any money. I want the shareholders to push back. But again, you have these liberal, woke judges that won't see it that way. I'm surprised Michael Avenatti was found guilty, but no one likes him. Okay. So this is all part of this tapestry that has been building, the tapestry that Donald Trump warned us about, and people laughed at it. And when he came out, that is a reason why the media elite tried to attack him and tear him down, saying that he was a clown, he was a this, and he was a that. But he was speaking truth to power because he saw this, and they all loved him. Jeff Zucker, like I said, he loved Donald Trump. He made The Apprentice a success. But the moment he said, I'm running for the president because I see a lot of stuff that's out there that should not be there, they turned on him. He's a racist. And we have got to come to terms with this. We talk about it all the time. I know that there are stereotypes that are out there that people have heard and believe in. But this whole thing of calling people racist when you can't get your way, oh, you're racist, it has got to end. It is sickening, because there is some racism that's out there, Andrew. There is. Let's not fool ourselves. But at the level that the folks on the left are saying that it exists, it does not exist. And if it does, it is on them. They're the ones who are creating this. They created the Whoopi Goldbergs in society. Okay, they created it. They gave her a platform. And then she came along and exposed herself. And then they're like, oh my God, no. Look at Joe Biden. Look at his history. Things that he said. They created it. The mayor of New York, a tape has now surfaced with him calling white people crackers. Now he says, oh, well, it was in a context the way I was saying it.
Yeah, it's kind of like there's no right way to say a racist term when you're saying something like, obviously, I'm not offended by cracker, even though I'm a white male. But I do think it's an attempt for people to say a racist slur towards white people. I mean, it's pretty much all there really is. So it's just like, how hard is it for people just not to say racist slurs? I mean, I don't do it. It's not hard. Just keep that out of your vocabulary if you don't want racism to keep perpetuating in society. You can't just turn it around onto another group of people from one group of people.
Well, that's a good point, Andrew. But when you really look at it, and you say things, keep things out of your mouth, we know, I think people know in generally, when they're saying something that they shouldn't say, and it's usually out of anger, they're frustrated, and they're mad. So they're going to say something to offend the other person. Like you said, the word cracker, you're like, that doesn't offend me. But when you say the N-word, and I'm going to say it now, so close your ears, folks, if you don't want to hear it. When you say the N-word, nigger, okay. When a white person is using that word, they're saying it to offend. They're mad at the black person, or they even said it for some white people. You are a, saying the word again, nigger lover. Okay, people get offended. Oh no, don't say that, you know, and you shouldn't say it. But you have rappers who rap about it all the time. My nigga this, my nigga that. And it's like, oh, well, I'm saying it in an affectionate way. So I don't know how, going back to Joe Rogan, how he was saying it. He said that he was describing a story and he was talking about it. And people came down on him for saying it. And like I said, India Ari, she's now saying, well, he said the word 24 times. And I would say to her, okay, look at Jay-Z, look at the guy who's getting ready to perform at the Super Bowl, Snoop Doggy Dogg, who says the word every chance he gets. So is he going to be censored during the Super Bowl? I doubt he even says it. But then the other lyrics in the songs, curse, there's curse that. We have just gotten to a point in society that we're starting to sanitize everything. And then we are going to go after people who have said things because we're trying to make a point. And as I said, the first hour of the half hour of the show, it is usually the left that they end up getting eaten by their own words, because they're the ones who are saying this stuff. They're the ones who are putting it out there. Who controls a lot of the media? The left. Who controls Hollywood? The left. Who controls the music industry? The left. Let's just be honest and call it out. So when you get to this point whereby you're trying to, we want to make it this way and that way, you're only doing it because you think that you're coming after conservatives. I look at, just going along another line, I look at big tech, big social media, and how they're constantly trying to be the purveyors of truth, of information. And they have their guidelines as to what you can and you can't do, but you see porn on it. You see racist acts on it, on YouTube, fights in the ghetto, people attacking each other, and no one is saying anything about it. It's like, oh, it's okay. Until it was like, well, someone from the right did it, and then we don't like them. And just going back to Joe Rogan, if I may, he's not a conservative, Andrew. He supported Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, and also you got to take into some kind of context that a lot, Joe Rogan does have on doctors and things like that on his show, but a lot of his shows are comedians. I mean, it's a comedy podcast, so I think there should be a little bit more leniency for him to say things than someone like the mayor of New York City.
Right. Well, when the mayor made the comment, I think he was the police chief or head of the PBA fund or whatnot. But even with that, he's a talk show host or a jock, shock jock or what have you. But to try to go back and find that, I mean, you had some people digging and digging and digging, trying to make their case. He apologized, which he should have never done. But it doesn't matter. They want him off. Of course, CNN wants him off because his ratings are better than theirs. Their ratings are in the tank, in the toilet. So Brian Stetler wants to get rid of him. And they've even said, I can't believe he has this huge audience and we're a news outfit and no one is watching us and we're giving you the truth. No, you're not. You're mincing words. You're using propaganda and you're spinning lies. Because if that weren't the case, you would have already come out and said that the whole Russia collusion was a hoax. There was no collusion, but every so often they will step back in that. Donald Trump was colluding with Russia. Well, what is Biden doing with Russia? Donald Trump put more sanctions on Russia than any president. But the media won't call it out because they don't want to give him a win. So you have all of this just like tied in and no one is looking. No one is like sorting through it and saying, wait a minute, what are we saying? What are we doing? No one is doing it. And that's the scary thing about it, Andrew, that no one is coming out and speaking out and saying, this is what we need to look at. The truth is there. But we're being bombarded with so many lies, so many contradictions. And as I said, you have Middle America, they're completely oblivious as to a lot of the things that are going on. They don't know about it. They're thinking that what CNN is telling them is the truth and is not the truth. Now, you can attack Fox News all day long. And as I've said, they're nothing but talk show hosts giving you the news. At the top of the hour, I think it's from 9 p.m. Eastern time, supposedly they're just reading what's happening in the news. Then they'll have other people to come on and give commentary. I'm okay with that. You can have different people coming on with different sides. And I think Fox has a tendency of doing it more than CNN. Well, they do it more than CNN or MSNBC. But what you can't do and what you shouldn't do is have someone like Anderson Cooper, who claims to be a real journalist, out spinning lies or reading from a teleprompter events that are taking place and then putting in his opinion and then attacking people from the side that he doesn't like. I should not know that he's a Democrat, but I do know.
Yeah, Chris Wallace is another one that's really guilty of that. He likes to act like he's partial and not biased towards any one side. But then you hear the guy talk. He claims that what Biden's inauguration was one of the greatest speeches he ever heard. I mean, the guy is just a complete liberal shill and a shill for the Biden administration.
The moment he said that one of the greatest speeches he's ever heard, and you know how old the guy is, you're like, okay, well, he's lying. because we all know that Biden fumbled and mumbled through it. But he was saying that because he feels if the people listen to him, they listen to him and they trust him. So if I say this, people will say, well, you know, Biden might have struggled with it a little bit, but he's okay. He's an okay guy. That's what he was hoping. And that's what happened, especially in middle America. So he would go on, roll his eyes whenever Donald Trump spoke. You don't have to like him. And this is not me trying to promote Donald Trump or put him out there. Because as I've said before, he is not the politician, the usual politician. And the Constitution wanted it that way so that anyone could run for the president if you're of a certain age and if you were born in America. It did not say you had to be a politician, but somehow we turned it into that. And you have the media saying, oh, well, this person is best fit for the job because they were a governor and a governor knows how to run things. Well, you look at the governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, who wanted to be president, and the only thing it seemed as if though he was running were women. Let's just be honest. Look at Bill Clinton from my home state of Arkansas. Now, he did some good things, but he also knew how to run the women. So you have the media will put these people up and tell us things like this. Well, governors are good at running the states. Senators, they haven't run anything, so they're not so good. And then we believe it, as opposed to thinking, but the Constitution didn't say that. The Constitution gave an outline as to who can and who can't. An American citizen of a certain age, born in America, not naturalized, born in America.
Yeah, I've actually heard that before, that senators usually do not make the best presidents because they don't have the experience needed. And you look at the proof in that, and it does seem like there is something to that. You look at Joe Biden, who is a senator. You look at Barack Obama, who is a senator. Two just absolutely horrible presidents. I think that when you run a state or a city, I think mayors and governors are a little more prepared for that step when they get into office. And someone like Donald Trump, he was definitely ready for it. I mean, this man has ran multi-million dollar corporations for the last 40 years or so, at least. I mean, this guy's been a boss. He's been on the phone with all the top people. He knows everybody. He's a deal maker. He's a mover and shaker. He works hard. He's the perfect kind of person that we need running for office. He's high energy. You look at who we got now, Joe Biden, no energy, no enthusiasm. The American people really don't even have any guidance on where he's going with his agenda. Like, you remember when President Trump was president, we had taxes getting cut. We had the border wall being built. We had record low unemployment. We had more Blacks, more Mexicans at work than ever before. President Trump got things done.
Remember what Joe Biden did with the laws and putting more Blacks in jail, which is indicative of all Democrats. Go ahead, Andrew.
Are you referring to the good people on both sides comment?
The good people on both sides comments.
Yeah, as we know as well, that the media completely blew that out of proportion, and President Trump even corrected it right after saying it. But yeah, like you said, it probably would have been different to clean that up before he ever said that. But yeah, they just like to take a little snippet of what President Trump said and completely ignore the rest of what he said and just act like he said this little snippet and just focus laser tight on that snippet and that one little line that he says and use it against him. We saw the media do that time and time again.
Right. Good people on both sides. Well, what he was talking about the Ku Klux Klan and this, it's like, wait a minute. There were people on the right that were there. Good people. There were people on the left. Look at the young woman that lost her life. I'm assuming a good person. So are you saying that they were all bad? But see, when people see it, because the media has framed everything into race, they couldn't get beyond that. And that's what happened with Whoopi Goldberg, wanting everyone to think, whoa, there was no racism with what happened to these two white people. It's like, but Jewish is a race. So she just flubbed that and messed it up completely. And this is the danger that you get into when you're not looking at a situation the way you should be, and you're just going along to fit along. Well, they say this is racist. Well, I'm just going to say that. Well, they said President Trump is racist. Okay, I'm going to say it. Have no proof, none whatsoever. And the proof they have is so it's so thin, it wouldn't mount to anything because you can drive a truck straight through it. But that's what they'll hold on to. And you have all these media outlets that are supporting it. Meanwhile, in China, you have a form of racism with the Uyghurs. You have human rights violation. And for all those blacks that are sitting there trying to say, well, we got problems here. Don't even look at China. The Chinese government does not like you. I'm going to go out there on a limb and I'm going to say it. They don't like you. They don't care for you. Yes, they like the NBA because it's making them money. But when you look at the history of the Chinese government and the things they have said about black people and how they have portrayed them, don't even go there. But again, the media won't report on it. They won't say anything about it. They get black people and think, oh, they love you. Oh, they this. Oh, they, no, they don't. Wake up. I'm not, LeBron James is clueless. Look at your history. Because the media will not show it to you. And it's time that all this stuff be exposed. If we could get beyond this, get beyond these, he's a racist, she's, and just get beyond it, like, let's put it to bed for once and for all, then we can start living like a country and respecting each other. But we can't when you have one group of people that want to use this for political measures, and that's it. They could care less about anything else. As we said in the last hour, half hour, about Ukraine, why are we looking at defending their borders? And you have the left and the right politicians making the case, and people are shaking their heads. Yeah, that's right. We can't let Putin do this. Yeah, but Germany isn't concerned about it. Great Britain isn't concerned. France isn't concerned. And then they'll use the auspices of the NATO. Well, NATO, we've got to send troops to NATO. Well, as far as I'm concerned, Andrew, we should just disband NATO. What has NATO done for us lately?
Nothing.
It should be on life support and just pull the plug.
Yeah, that's one of the things that so many people loved about President Trump when he came out, is he wanted to leave NATO and a lot of these things that we're just pouring money into and getting no benefit out of. Like President Trump said time and time again, why do we keep giving money to these countries that hate us? And it makes absolutely no sense that our taxpayer dollars are still going into all of these foreign countries. And then you look at what Joe Biden is getting into, just a total disregard for the American people and the American taxpayers, trying to escalate the situation in the Ukraine is what it looks like he's trying to do to me. The Democrats have had this narrative the last several years that, oh, Russia is the boogeyman and Russia's out to get us. Russia's frauding our elections. And all of this, and as we saw with the Russia collusion investigation, it ended up being a lie from the Democrats. So it just seems like they just like to push Russia as the boogeyman. And it does concern me a little bit with how they feel about Russia and Joe Biden in office right now.
And you would think that they will look a little closer and see that it is Biden who has lined his wallet and his son's wallet with money coming from that region, as well as from China. Miranda Devine wrote a book, Hunter Biden's Laptop from Hell. Many people are completely oblivious to it. They know nothing about it. That book needs to be out there and it needs to be pushed. And I know that Fox has a streaming service, and they have a special on it. I would say to Fox, put that special on your show so that everyone could see it. Go with that. Everyone is not buying into your streaming service, but that's one show you should want people to know about. You should talk about it nonstop, because Hunter Biden is getting away with murder. They talked about the Trump children. Oh, they're doing this. And if you were to bring the Trump children up or bring up the malfeasance of Hunter, the first thing someone from middle America will say, well, Trump's children, they're doing the same thing. Well, they're doing what? Well, they got business deals in China. Okay, we're not saying you can't have it. Okay, but what we are saying that when you're cheating and when you're lying and you're saying that it does not exist, everything that the Trump children have touched and have done is out there for public consumption. Well, you know, you have the New York Attorney General, they're trying to file a suit against them. Well, no, They just said that they want them to talk. If they feel as if though they have the goods, then charge them. And that's what I don't understand, Andrew. If you got the goods on these people, charge them, but they won't. They want to try in the court of public opinion by putting out lies and lies and lies. And who's at the forefront? None other than fake news, CNN. That is a reason why I am glad that that house of cards is falling down, down, down. I cannot wait for the day that they escort Brian Stetler out, Don Lemon, who the other day they claim gave a eulogy, although the man's not dead, about his boss, Jeff Zucker. See, they're sucking up to Zucker now because they have no cover. When he was there, he gave them all cover to do whatever they wanted to do, to act up. It's like he's the dad, and then the mom is saying, you can't do this, but the dad is like, oh, do whatever you want to do. So now that he's out, and he shouldn't get millions, they shouldn't give him anything, and that's something else we should stay focused on, is he going to get a package? And the folks on the right, they'll talk about it, but then they'll move on. But remember what happened to Roger Ailes? They talked about it nonstop. They did specials on it. CNN, we're going to do a special on Roger Ailes because he got kicked out and he was like a real powerful guy. He helped to build Fox News. Whereas Fox and the other right outlets, well, Zucker got canned. They'll talk about it for a while and then they'll move on. No, that's real news because he created a propaganda machine for the Democrat Party. And it has now been cut off. It's now bleeding. So we should talk about that. And we should say, look at how it started. It was a news agency, and then it went down to being a propaganda arm of the Democrat Party. That to me, Andrew, should be talked about nonstop. And it's not a matter of we're just kicking them when they're down. Yes, you're darn right. We're going to kick them when they're down, and rightfully so. They should be kicked when they're down. I have no sympathy for them at all because they're part of the problem. Jeff Zuckerberg, the guy over Facebook, or Meta, as he wants to say, I think he lost almost $1 billion. I could care less. If his entire establishment folds up, so be it. Good, because the damage that they have brought to this society, Andrew. So we're going to cover this more in tomorrow's show, probably. But we've got to just start exposing all this, Andrew. It has to be exposed.
Yeah, well said, Robs. Fake news CNN feels like it's a joke almost, but then you realize that there are probably hundreds of thousands of people who do watch it and believe everything they're hearing. So it's just really sad what has become of CNN. And like you said, they just need to either get rid of it, completely rebrand it, or move on, because that network is no longer working. And it's just a propaganda arm of the Democrat Party. And anybody with a set of ears could figure that out within 5 to 10 minutes of listening to the station. Thank you all for joining us tonight on After Dark with Rob and Andrew. Check us out and all the other shows over at AmericaOutLoud.com. You can also find America Out Loud on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Pandora, wherever you listen to your podcast. We should be there. We'll see you guys next time. And remember, stand for something or fall for